At last Ralph sat up straight and drew back his hair. All right. I mean, you can try if you like. We'll go with you.
He'll be painted, said Sam timidly. You know how he'll be. He won't think much of us. If he gets waxy, we've had it.
Ralph scowled at Sam. Dimly he remembered something that Simon had said to him once, by the rocks. Don't be silly, he said. And then he added quickly, let's go. He held out the conch to Piggy, who flushed, this time with pride. You must carry it.
When we're ready, I'll carry it.
Piggy sought in his mind for words to convey his passionate willingness to carry the conch against all odds.
I don't mind. I'll be glad, Ralph. Only I'll have to be led.
Ralph put the conch back on the shining log. We better eat, and then get ready. They made their way to the devastated fruit trees. Piggy was helped to his food, and found some by touch. While they ate, Ralph thought of the afternoon. We'll be like we were. We'll wash. Sam gulped down a mouthful and protested.
But we bathe every day.
Ralph looked at the filthy objects before him and sighed. We ought to comb our hair, and it's too long.
I've got both socks left in the shelter, said Eric, so we could pull them over our heads like caps, sort of.
We could find some stuff, said Piggy, and tie your hair back.
Like a girl?
No, of course not.
Then we must go as we are, said Ralph, and they won't be any better. Eric made a detaining gesture.
But they'll be painted. You know how it is.
The others nodded. They understood only too well the liberation into savagery that the concealing paint brought.
Well, we won't be painted, said Ralph, because we aren't savages.
Sam and Eric looked at each other.
All the same, Ralph shouted, no paint.
He tried to remember. Smoke, he said. We want smoke.
He turned on the twins fiercely. I said, smoke. We've got to have smoke.
There was silence, except for the multitudinous murmur of the bees. At last Piggy spoke kindly.
Course we have, because the smoke's a signal and we can't be rescued if we don't have smoke.
I knew that, shouted Ralph.
He pulled his arm away from Piggy.
Are you suggesting I'm just saying what you always say? Said Piggy hastily. I thought for a moment.
I hadn't, said Ralph loudly. I knew all the time. I hadn't forgotten.
Piggy nodded propitiatingly.
You're chief, Ralph. You remember everything.
I hadn't forgotten.
Course not.
The twins were examining Ralph curiously, as though they were seeing him for the first time.